Kumlen in the block Gemara. Today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed Hey. So let's just go again from the beginning of Kuf Lamed Dal and Beis, the very last few words. In the Mishnah, we had an argument regarding an adreganus, whether an adreganus is Mechal Shabbos or not. If you Mechal Shabbos to circumcise an adreganus, the Tanakhama says no, because it's a suffix. It's somebody who has both signs, androgynous, male and female. So it is not Doche Shabbos. The Rebbe says no, an adreganus is. Where Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Tanakhama is regarding a suffix. You're not sure if it's an 8-month-old baby or a 7 or 9-month-old baby. Or according to others, you're not sure if it was born Bein Hashmashas, twilight, you're not sure which day it is. Say the Gemara. Tanabana, we learned the Pasuk says on the 8th day, Yimol Psar Orlosoi, his Orlo, so we say, Orlosoi Vadai Doiches HaShabbos. Oh, when do we say? Because that's where we learned the idea of doing Malay on Shabbos, because by Yom HaShmini. So when do we say that it pushes away Shabbos if it's Orlosoi Vadai? If we know for sure that this is an Orlo and this is a male. V'loi Suffolk. Doiches HaShabbos. That what? And not if it's a Suffolk. Not if it's a Suffolk. For example, we said in the Mishnah, 8 months or 7 months. And Orlosoi Vadai Doiches HaShabbos. V'loi Androgynous. Or, and not an Androgynous. Nor Androgynous. Doiches HaShabbos. Rabbi Yehuda. And there's a number of Sfeikas, as we'll see. For example, we're going to learn a child born already circumcised. The question is, can you mala him on Shabbos? You have to do hatofas dam bris because we're not sure whether it's actually the child was born totally circumcised, or actually there is a skin over there, but it's sort of bent over that you can't. It's not really visible, so you still need to go through a bris. So that's a suffix as well. So the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda and says, "Androgynous doiches Shabbos. It does push away Shabbos." Va'onush karis, and what do you call it? And if he doesn't mal himself, he receives karis because he has to circumcise himself. Allah say vaday. Then the Gemara continues. Some other sfeikas. Allah say vaday. It says Allah say only if definite there's an arla there that you have to circumcise doiches Shabbos. V'loy noilid bein hashmoshes doiches Shabbos, but not someone who was born in twilight, so we're not sure if it was born, let's say, Friday night or born Friday afternoon. Halachically, we're not sure what the status is. Another one, our law says, Vada Deichet Shabbos, only if it's definite as an early day that you have to circumcise, but not if it's born circumcised already, is Deichet Shabbos. Why not? This is how this particular Tana understands the argument between Beshamai Beshil. Beshamai Oimrim Tzorich Lahatef Mimenu Dambris. Beshamai says there's a requirement to go ahead and to extract some blood, but he says it's not doiches Shabbos, but you still have to go through the exercise of a bris. And why? Because we're scared that maybe there's still some skin over there that just bent over or that you can't see. And Beis Hillel says ain it tzarich. Forget about Shabbos. Beis Hillel holds bechlal a child born circumcised has no need to circumcise again. So according to this version of this brayso Tanakhama, this Tanakhama holds that according to Beis Hillel, if a child is born gemalot, you don't have to do any circumcision whatsoever. It's Beis Shammai says you do. But both of them agree, it doesn't. You don't do it on Shabbos. and Teish already has a discussion, why in the world would you need a pasuk to tell you that you don't do sfeikas on Shabbos? And without the pasuk, you think you do a suffix on Shabbos? You're not be mechal. How can you definitely be mechal Shabbos on the grounds of a suffix that maybe you're doing a mitzvah? There's not any question. So Teish learns this whole gemara is mainly only as machta. And the purpose of the pasuk is really only for androgynous, because androgynous does have should have a bris, and you would think that you should push away Shabbos as well, and for that's the reason for the pasuk. The rest is only an asmachta. Okay, let's go further. But Rabbi Shimon Lozer disagrees with the Tanakhama. He says, "Loi nechleku beishame besil al noyle kishumol shatzor hatam bris." Everyone agrees. Even Beis Hillel agrees that if it's born gemalot, you still have to do hatofas dam. You still have to extract some blood. Why? Because we think that there's still a little bit of skin there, just it's not noticeable. Aman nechelku. So what is their argument? Their argument is regarding an adult, a gershon is gayer, kishuhumol, an adult. So there, if it's not a child, an 8-day-old child, like you say, maybe it's bent in, it's already an adult, and if it looks circumcised, then it is circumcised, or he was circumcised. In this case, the argument is b'shama eimrim tzorich lahativ men adam bris. You still have to go ahead and be and extract some blood as part of the gedus. B'shama eimrim ain't tzorich lahativ men adam bris. You don't have to. So according to Tanakam over here, b'shama is arguing whether a noilid mol born gemalot, you have to still extract some blood. Are we concerned that maybe there's still an orla there? And according to Rosh Hashanah, there's no such argument. Everyone agrees that you have to. It's only an argument regarding a ger who is definitely circumcised, whether there's an inyan of extracting some blood. But everyone agrees that's not doicha Shabbos. That's the version we have here. The Gemara brings some other braises. Amar Mar, we learn v'loy sofik doicha Shabbos. The braise says only an or levadai pushes away Shabbos, and not a sofik pushes away Shabbos. And then he gives a few examples. So what does it come with this rule v'loy sofik doicha Shabbos? What is he trying to include? Lasuye mai, what is he coming to include? Because you already spell out over there somebody born, you know, twilight. And you already spell out, you know, about born gemalot. So what other suffix could it be? Lasuye mai, lasuye, I don't know, we learned, ben shiva mechalim, the baby is only a 7-month-old baby, so fully developed as far as that stage is concerned. Then we know for sure the child will live, and therefore you mechal Shabbos for a bris. Uben ches, and an 8-month-old child, ein mechalim of a Shabbos. An 8-month-old child in those days, we assume the child will not make it, will not live, and therefore there's no mitzvah anymore to circumcise the child, and therefore you're not allowed to be doicha Shabbos. Aye, if so, all you're doing is cutting a piece of flesh, so that's not even considered chilul Shabbos in a dead body, and there's no chilul Shabbos if you're cutting a piece of meat from a dead body. So the Gemara will discuss it later. Says the Gemara, what about a suffik ben zayin, suffik meches? What about you in a quandary? You don't know. You don't know exactly when the woman conceived. So is this an 8-month-old baby or a 7-month-old baby? Then ein mechalal of the Shabbos. That's what we're saying when the top of the page we're like suffix. There's a Shabbos. Then a suffix 7, 7, 8. Ben shmeine harehu ke'evin. An 8-month-old baby is like a stone because definitely it's gonna. Even though it's alive right now, I'm breathing. It's definitely gonna die. So it's like a stone and it's muktzev osel l'tautli. Not let even move it. Aval imay, but the mother who has milk in her breast and the sakana for her not to nurse is shoicha, she can bend down umeniktoy and nurture the child. There's a sakana for herself. She needs to nurse the child, otherwise she is endangering her own life. Itma, we learned, Rav Omar, Rav says the halacha is like the Tanakama. Rav says the halacha is like the Tanakama, which is a what? That you don't circumcise. And Tanakama, which in the previous, the top of the page, and according, and obviously we're passing like Basil that says that a baby born, a question if it's gemalot, a baby that was born gemalot, you don't have to extract any blood. Ushmul amar halacha shem alaza, that even according to the first version, halacha like shem alaza, that everyone agrees you have to extract blood. They're only arguing whether you do it on Shabbos or not. So that means even according to Beis Hillel, a baby that's born gemalot, you still have to go through the motions of a bris and extract a little of blood. So Gemara tells a story. Rav Ada Barava, Isiyalid Leahu Yenuka. He once had a baby. Kishu Mol was born gemalot. So according to the Tanakhama, according to Rav, you don't do a bris milah. According to Shmuel, who follows Shmuel Laza, everyone agrees you still have to go through a bris milah, or at least extracting blood. Ahadre Atlesa Mahaloi. He went to 13 different moilim in his town, and he wanted them to extract some blood. And it happened to be on Shabbos, and they didn't want to do it because of Shabbos. Because even according to Beis Shammai, who says that you have to extract blood, but not on Shabbos. Why? Because only a suffix. Beis Shammai is saying that you have to extract blood because a suffix, maybe, perhaps, there's an early there. So they say that even though on a weekday we were glad to do the, you know, to extract all blood and be machmir, but according to Shem Elazar, everyone says you should extract some blood, but not on Shabbos, because the whole thing is based on a suffix, maybe there's an arla there. So they all refuse to mala this child on Shabbos. Add, until he had no choice.
Can I just ask, in this case, would this be taking the blood on the 8th day?
Yes, the 8th day. Yep, it'll be exactly like a bris. Okay. Because it's a suffix, right. Maybe there's some skin still over there. So, right. Oh yeah, and there's nothing really to pull away because it looks right. Gemalot. So you just prick it and a little blood comes out. So
and that could be done on the 8th day.
On the 8th day, like any other bris.
On the 8th, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Tomorrow we'll see a machlekes, you know, if everything is done. Actually later today. We'll soon see machlekes if all bris are done the 8th day or not. But the point is that because of a Shabbos, they said, regardless of which opinion, even according to the Tanakhama and Beishamai, it's only a suffix, which means nobody holds you can do it on Shabbos. So they refused. So what did the Rabbi Barava do? He decided the way the mitzvah is supposed to be, the father is supposed to mala his child. He never did a bris milah before, so Nebuchadnezzar the child. And what happened was, Adeshavya Krushavcha, he destroyed his child's member. That means he would never be able to procreate. He demolished it. He ripped too much. He didn't do a good job. Omar, so then he said, Tasili, I deserve it. The Ovri Adarav, I went against Rav, because Rav said that according to the Halacha Tanakama, and the Tanakama according to Beis Hillel, which is the Halacha, said, you don't have to do it. And I did it. Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to him, it doesn't matter who you went against everybody. But the Shmuel Ovri, you went against Shmuel as well. Why? Because what did Shmuel say? Shmuel says, I follow Shimon Lazar, that said that everyone agrees that you should prick it and get some blood out. But not because it's a Vada, it's because of a Suffolk. So no one holds you can do it on a Shabbos. So you did wrong completely. Because the Suffolk and a Suffolk you cannot do on Shabbos. So what was Avada Baba thinking? He understood that Shimon ben Elazar, he followed Shmuel, Shimon Elazar, but he understood Shimon Elazar that they hold you have to do our toughest dam, not because it's a Suffolk, maybe the child isn't Gemalot. It's a Vada the child isn't Gemalot, because you are not born Gemalot. And there's a skin somewhere there that you can't see it. Who saw the vade or the kvushu? It's no question that it's not gemalot, and you have to do something. And therefore, if it's not a suffix, it's a vada, you need a bris, then of course you do it on Shabbos. That was his thought. And he's not the only one, because the Igma we learned. Rabba Omar Chayshinan Shema or the kvushi. We're only chayshes that maybe there's an or the kvushi. It's a suffix, we do a bris. And Rabbi Yisrael Omar vada or the kvushi. Definitely there's an or the kvushi there. And therefore, I followed Rabbi Yosef. That's what he was doing. But he said, I got punished because I shouldn't have done that. In fact, so he shouldn't have said, I went against Rav. He should have said, I went against Rav, against Shmuel, against both of them. Anyway, and Rav. Of Rabbi Yosef, how do I know that it's a Vadai? The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer HaKaparim is another Braisa. Rabbi Lezer HaKapar has another version of the Machlekes Beishamai Beishil. He says, Loi Nechelku Beishamai Beishil Al Noilid Kishumo. Somebody, a chop. Was born already circumcised. Shetzorich lahatif mimenu dam bris, that you have to extract blood. Now that alone doesn't tell you anything. Could be it's a suffix. That's why you have to do it. Could be because it's a vaday. It wasn't circumcised. You have to not yet. Aman nechelko was the argument. Lechal of Shabbos. Can you desecrate the Shabbos? Beshama im mechal of Shabbos. Beshama says im mechal of Shabbos, which means that he holds it's a vaday. Why would he hold you mechal of Shabbos? Because he holds definitely. That there's no that it wasn't circumcised. And Beisil Leimim ain't mechal on the Shabbos. And Beisil hold you not mechal Shabbos. Why does Beisil hold you not mechal Shabbos? Because he holds only a suffix that you have to circumcise. How can you do a Shabbos? Now this is the view of Rabbi Lezer HaKapar. So the Tanakama of that Braisa of Rabbi Lezer HaKapar, what would he learn? He obviously learns that they all agree that there's no argument regarding Shabbos. And which way would he argue that they all agree that you could do it on Shabbos? How do I know they argue you could do it on Shabbos? Because if they're going to argue that you don't do it on Shabbos, as Gemara will ask in a minute, if the Tanakhama holds that everyone agrees you don't do it on Shabbos, and then comes along the other copper and says, no, but according to Beis Shammai, you could, who cares? Beis Shammai and argued Beis Hillel, we ignore Beis Shammai. Why would a other copper waste his time and tell us what Beis Shammai's view is in detail, when it doesn't matter, the Loch Lori Beis Hillel? Obviously, he is telling us Beis Hillel's view, because according to Tanakhama, everyone holds, even Beis Hillel, that on Shabbos you could, because it's a Vaday, not Gemalot. Comes along the copper and says, no, that's only Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel holds you don't. So clearly, that's why I hold that it's a Vaday, not Gemalot, and you have to do it on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yosef's view. Lav Mechal Tanakhama Sover, now he proves his point. Even because Tanakhama holds Mechal of the Shabbos, that you are Mechal of Shabbos. How do you know? But Dilma Tanakhama Divir Hakal ain't Mechal in Kama, you're not Mechal. Says Gemara, so Rabbi Yosef answer back, because Im Kain, if everyone holds that you're not Mechal of Shabbos, and Rabbi Lezer HaKapar is trying to tell you what Bishamah holds you do, who cares? Im Kain, Rabbi Lezer HaKapar, time of the Bishamah, he's coming to tell you what Bishamah is saying, it doesn't matter, because Halacha is not a Bishamah. This is what he's saying. Maybe he's saying that maybe he's saying they're not arguing in this matter at all. That maybe he's saying that they're not arguing at all in this, if you could mala, you can mala, and he's trying to say, you should know that it's Beis Hillel that he's coming to tell you. That they're arguing about something else altogether. Maybe they're arguing, no, but he's telling them they're arguing not about Shabbos, they're arguing about the weekday. Maybe Rabbi Lezer HaKapar is saying, you think that they're arguing about, that what everyone agrees, that on Shabbos. You're telling me everyone agrees that you have to talk on bris, and everyone agrees on Shabbos, you don't do it. And therefore he's coming to tell you In other words, maybe his Tanakh, you got it all wrong, so we're telling him. You think that the Tanakh Kama of Rav Elazar Kapper is somebody else? The Tanakh Kama of Rav Elazar Kapper is the same Tanakh Kama we have on top of the page. And what did the Tanakh Kama on top of the page say? What is the argument of Bishan Mezul? Whether Bechlau you need to do Hatofa or not. That's what the argument is. It says, come to Rav Elazar Kapper and say, you're wrong. Everyone agrees that you have to do Hatofa. They're only arguing around the Shabbos. So he's not coming to tell you if it's Shammai's opinion. He's coming to tell you Beis Hillel's opinion. You, Tanakh Kama, the one on top of the page, want to learn according to Beis Hillel. You don't even have to do Hatofa's Dambri. It's not even a suffix because it looks circumcised. Probably it is. And definitely it is. I'm telling you, you got it wrong. Everyone agrees that Tzadik Lahotet Ben Dambri. Everyone agrees that you have to do Hatofa. Their only argument is regarding Shabbos. So what Rav Elazar Kapper is not trying to teach you Beis Shammai's view, he's trying to teach you Beis Hillel's view. And his Tanakh Kama, you made an assumption, but his Tanakh Kama is the first Tanakh Kama on top of the page in the Braisa. So therefore Rav Adar Bar Ava made a mistake by doing it on Shabbos, because Rav Yosef was disproven, and everyone agrees on a Shabbos you don't do it, because if you're born Gemal, it's only a suffix, whether you require Mil or not, whether you require Hatofa, and you should not have done it on Shabbos. Now comes the Gemara, says, Amar Rav Asi said the following rule. Kol she'imai t'meyai leida, a fascinating rule. When do we say that a child, in the pasuk of the Yom HaShmini, Yom HaSarah Lasi, we learn that even on Shabbos, it's talking about Isha Kishazriya, Veyolda, a woman who has birth in a normal way. If you have birth in a normal way, that's when the child is circumcised on the eighth day. But if a woman has a cesarean, he says, in other words, if it's not the normal way, so it doesn't have the dinim of Tumah later, it doesn't have all those the rituals there that says in the Torah, then the child is circumcised as soon as it's born. You don't wait 8 days. Amar Vasi, Kol she'imai t'meya later. If the mother has gave birth in a normal way, and therefore she's tummy later, then nimo l'shmeina. Then what? Then you're circumcised 8 day. Or but the Kol she'imai t'meya later, wasn't born, let's say a cesarean, or she was a goy at the time when she gave birth and then she became Jewish, ein nimo l'shmeina. Then you don't circumcise the child 8 days, you circumcise straight away. Shenemet says, Isa kizazriya v'yolda zachar t'meya, only a woman who goes through the exercise of giving birth and she's tamei. Then the next pasuk says, v'yem ha-shmini masalas, it says in the following psukim, that's when you have to mala. But if otherwise, you don't. Omele Abaya, this is an interesting rule, says Abaya. What about doida sereshayim v'chichut? Prior to Matan Torah, there were no laws of tumah. From Avraham Avinu and onwards, when we learned the laws of Mila, and there's no dinim of tumah. And yet the Torah says, the 8 day yemala, she'ein imoy t'meya leida v'nimo l'shmeina. Amalei, so the Gemara says, Nitna Torah v'nizchatcha halacha. The Torah was given and new halachas came into being. Prior to that is different. In fact, the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Chulin that all the mitzvahs we do today, we don't do it because Avraham Avinu had bris milah, because Avraham Avinu was told. We do it only because of Matan Torah we were told, V'yem HaShmini. And he gets it from right here. That even though Avraham Avinu was told about bris milah, and then the dinim was one way, but Nitna Torah v'nizchatcha halacha. The Torah was given and the halacha started where the Rambam learns from then. That's when halacha. So we don't base back then. We go to the to this parsha. This parsha clearly says, Isha Kisazir, the older. Sorry?
If that's the case, then why do we make a bracha b'shem ha-malchus?
Because that's a fat historical fact. He had a bris, he had a mitzvah. But that, the dinim. Yeah, but it means that the halachas we learn from Matan Torah, only any halachas from then. But the fact is, the Eibush told. Yeah, but it says L'doy Reisav, right? It says there by Avraham L'doy Reisav. So we were told then, but the halachas of it, the halachas of it, we learn from after Matan Torah. So in other words, if any halacha changes, we learn from Matan Torah rather than from before. But this is a historical fact, and it says L'doy Reisav. So this is the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. But nevertheless, Nizchatcha halacha, halacha was renewed again. So
I struggle with it.
Okay, as far as the bracha is concerned.
I understand what you're saying, but I struggle with it.
Okay, interesting question. But that's what the Rambam writes in Pirshas Mishnayos, and he doesn't bring, gets it from right here. Nitna Torah v'nizchatcha halacha. Says the Gemara, ain't it's not so. V'itma, we learned, you're telling me that a cesarean, you don't mala on the eighth day, but rather as soon as the child is born. What about a Yaitse Deifin? It says a Yaitse Deifin or a Mishi Yeshlesh Te Arlis. And Rashi gives two Pshatim. Either they have two male members, two Gideon, or they have two skins on top. Rav Huna, Rav Chiya, but Rav Chadama, one of them says, Mechalo Shabbos, that even for Yetcher Deifin, you Mechalo Shabbos. Bechad Omar, one of them says, Ein Mechalo. So the only argument they have is whether you Mechalo Shabbos. But everyone agrees that Yemala on the eighth day. What are you telling me, a story that a cesarean, or a child born out of cesarean, you Mechalo straight away? It says clearly the eighth day. The only question is Shabbos or not. Ad kan lepligia Mechalo Shabbos. The only argument regarding Mechalo Shabbos. But the eighth day definitely Yemala, even though it's a cesarean and the mother doesn't become Tamei. Says Yemala, no, who told you that? Ha, beha, Talia. Forget, that's the basis of their machlekes. The one who says Yemachal Shabbos says, I don't care if it's Tamei later or not Tamei later, the eighth day you have to Mala, so therefore Yemachal Shabbos. The other one says, no, only Tamei later is you do on the eighth day, and therefore if I include in the pasuk of Yemach Shmini. But a cesarean, which is not Tomei later, is not therefore included in the Pasuk Yom HaShemini, because Yemala straight away, and therefore doesn't put to a Shabbos. In fact, that is the crux of their argument, whether a cesarean has to do it or not. Says the Gemara, and even though Halacha is a cesarean, you don't do on Shabbos, we nevertheless Mala also on the eighth day. So the Gemara now says, Ketanoi, actually, this discussion here, is L'chayda Machlekes, this din of Asi, whether it's depends on Tumil later or not, is a machlekes tanoim. Now, quick introduction, that you have a slave. The Torah, regarding a slave, the Torah has different terms regarding a slave. We have a pasuk, miknas kesef, and you have yelid bayis. It says, that two psukim, it says in the pasuk that on the himal yimal, you should mala, this is by Avram, you should mala yelid bayis, all those born in your house, umiknas kaspach. I'm just giving an introduction so you understand the whole Gemara. So it says that you should circumcise yelid bayis, those born in your household, and umiknas kaspach, those you purchased. Now, lochay, the miknas kaspach is referring to a slave, and yelid bayis is referring to your family. But we're going to learn now that yelid bayis can even refer to a slave who had a child while you own them, so any children born to them is also considered yelid beischa. And in this pasuk, it doesn't say that they have to be circumcised on the eighth day. But then it says another pasuk there: uven shmoinus yam, a child 8 days old, yimol lechem kol zocher, you should mala every male of derasechem. And it says there who yelid bayis umiknas kesef. So we have like this: we'll have four situations. So obviously, there's a yelid bayis. And there's a miknas kesef, and we're going to say they're both referring to slaves, that does not require to wait 8 days for bris, you mala straight away. And then you have another instance of a yelid bayis and a miknas kesef, where you will circumcise in 8 days, because it says over there, uven shmoinus yamim yimel lechem kol zocher derasechem, yelid bayis miknas kesef. So we now have to work out, so there's four cases. We need to work out what yelid bayis is, two possibilities, one day and 1 8 days, and then a miknas kesef, 1 day and 8 days. So we're going to say that a yelid bayis is when this shivcha is like a member of your household. If she is like a member of your household, that means you own her already, and she is Jewish, or she gave birth like any other Jewess, she's like a yelid bayis. If you board her with the child, or you board her already that she is pregnant, we'll soon see, maybe that's a miknas kesef. So we'll see in a minute. So notice, if the child was born in a Jewish house, then it's called, from a shivcha, we'll still call it a yelid bayis. Why? Because it's born like any other Jewish woman. Remember, Shivcha goes through a conversion. Even though it's a forcible conversion, goes through a conversion. It's not a forcible. You have to coax her into it. You give her up to a year to agree. If she doesn't agree, you send her. You have to get rid of her. Unless, l'chatchila, when you board her, she made it tonight, I'm not becoming Jewish. So it's wrong when people say, you've never be forced to become a Yid. It's not true. You're not allowed to keep them more than 12 months in your house if they don't, if refuse to become, go through conversion. But if they do, you convince them, you coax them, and life is much better by you because there are rules and you have to treat them with dignity, then they become a full-fledged Yid and they have all the dinim of a woman. We learn lo lo mi'isha, so an Eved does not wear tefillin if it's a male. And in fact, the din is if you see an Eved wearing tefillin, automatically he's set free. That's a proof that he's been released. And the woman has all the dinim of another woman. So therefore, if she became a Yid, and she gives birth while this, it's like a Jewish woman. And therefore you have all the dinim of the 8 days and so on and so forth. And a miknas kesef means you bought, is talking about, let's say, she was already pregnant when you bought her. So now that's called miknas kesef, you bought her. And the child is already existing, so you bought the child with it. But yelid bayis means that the shivcha became pregnant She conceived while you owned her already. So now let's go through all the cases. Says the Gemara, that was an introduction. Now we should understand the rest of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, it's actually Machlekes Tanoi. Yes, Yelid Bayis is a case of a Yelid Bayis, a Shivcha that is considered a family member, Shenima Lecha, that sometimes a child gets circumcised one day old, the Yesh Yelid Bayis, Shenima Lashmina, and sometimes get circumcised 8 days old. Yesh Miknas Kesef, there's an instance of where you purchased a Shivcha. While she's pregnant, shenima le'echad, and we'll soon see that sometimes the child gets circumcised straight away. The yesh mikdas kesef, there's an instance where you buy a shivcha shenima l'shmeina, and the child gets circumcised 8 days. What's going on here? Now we're going to go through all the cases. We'll go first to the last cases, the latter ones. Yesh mikdas kesef shenima le'echad, the yesh mikdas kesef shenima l'shmeina ketzad. Lokach shivcha mabenis. You purchased a shivcha. She's already pregnant, so it's called a mikdas kesef. You bought a shivcha. You bought a child, but the achakach yolda, she gave birth in your household. So she's a miknas kesef, but she gave birth like any other Jewess in your house. And you own the child, the master. Zeu miknas kesef hanimor l'shmeina. So since it's born like, it says lachem in the pasuk, anyone like you. So therefore, the child is like any other child, 8 days. Lokach shivcha v'loda ima, but if you bought a shivcha and she already had an existing child, even a day old, she already had a child. So the child was not born like a Jewess. That child, as soon as you own it, you have to circumcise it. Zui miknas kesef shenima le'echad. Okay? Now we have the yesh yelid bayis. Now let's go through to yelid bayis. Shenima l'shmeina. What's a case of a shivcha that's like any other member of your household and the child has to be circumcised 8 days old? Ketzad. Lokar shivcha venis abra. You purchased it first and then she fell pregnant. Etzle bahim. The yolden gave birth. Zui yelid bayis. So this child was conceived in your house. It's like a member of your family. Hanima l'shmoina and gets circumcised 8 days. Now the Tanna Kamma does not give us an example of a yelid bayis that's only 1 day, and that we more will come to later. So according to him, the criteria is mainly according to the Tanna Kamma. The only criteria is when this child conceived. If a child was conceived under your possession, under your ownership, that's called a yelid bayis. If the child was conceived outside of your ownership, that's called miknas kesef. You bought the child, and if you bought the child pregnant and born like any other Yiddish child, then it's 8 days. If the child was already alive, born already when you bought it, then it's only, as soon as you bought it, you have to mal it straight away, even though it's 1 day old. And the yelid bayis, if she conceived in your house, then it's 8 days. When is it that when she conceived in your house, it's right away? We'll soon see. Rav Chama says no. Rav Chama is going to say, Rav Chama here's a Tana. Rav Chama says that, what do you call it? Now, on the side it says that you're supposed to say Rebbe Chama. There's a big argument if they were Tanoim and Bavel or not. Because remember, in Eretz Yisrael, they're all called Rebbe, and in Bavel, they're called Rav. And here you have a Tana called Rav Chama. So it says here on the side that it's supposed to be Rebbe Chama because you don't have any Tanoim that are living outside of Eretz Yisrael. However, Ben Chananel says there were Tanoim living in Bavel, and this is one of them. Interesting argument, whether the Tanoim actually existed outside of Eretz Yisrael. I said, Gemara, could there are a few Tanoim, it says Rav. And maybe each time they change it to Rebbe. Says Gemara further, Rav Chama, Omar, Rav Chama says no. Rav Chama says, you know what the distinguishing, the main criteria here is? When she became Jewish. Because even though you own, she doesn't have to convert before you take ownership. You take ownership, you have 12 months to change her. And the criteria is, if she became Jewish before the child was born, then she has the dinim of a Yid with Tumah. If she didn't become Jewish till after the child is born, then there's no tumah. So according to Rav Chama, he learns like Rav Asi that a woman who does not have a dinim of tumah later, then the child is circumcised as soon as the child is born. It's only a woman that has a dinim of tumah later, and this is how he breaks up the cases. In fact, he'll tell you all four cases. Rav Chama Amar, it goes as follows: Yolda gave birth, the achikachid bila. If she gave birth, but now we're talking about the yelid bayis. So she conceived in the Yiddish house. And yet, even though she conceived in the Yiddish house, sometimes the child is malus straight away and sometimes after 8 days. It depends. If the child was born with a mother who has the dinim of tumah later, in other words, she converted before the child was born. If the child was born and then she was tabled, so she was a goy when the child was born, no dinim of tumah later, then zayli bayish nimol echad. That child gets gemalus straight away, 1 day old, because there's no dinim of tumah later, like Ravasi. He'd bila. If she went to the mikveh sometime while she was pregnant, so when the child was born, she was really a yid, and she has all the dinim of tumah later, the achikach yolda, zeh yelid bayis hanimah l'shmeina. That's called the yelid bayis that's born to 8 days. So that's what the Rav Chama. So clearly, Rav Chama and Rav Asi is saying the same thing up to Tumah Leda. And according to Tanna Kamma, we don't care the dinim of Tumah Leda, even though she was a goy, when even though she didn't toivel till much later, and she was a goy when the child was born, according to Tanna Kamma, since she was born like a yid, you know, Yiddish house and owned by him, it's 8 days. We don't need Tumas Leda. So clearly, Rav Asi's din is a machlekes tanaim, and according to Tanna Kamma, we don't need Tumas Leda to be 8 days, and that's why cesarean is 8 days as well that you mala. Now the only thing is for the mother, but Tanna Kamma, and that mother says, but Tanna Kamma lo shani le, makes absolutely no difference to him. Ben hitbila v'achar kach yolda, she already tabled first, she was a yid first, or ben yolda achar tvila. The afagav, but even though the ain tmeya leida nimel lishmeina, clearly Tanna Kamma holds. I don't care if she's a yid at the time. I don't care the laws of tumah. The child is 8 days. Clear. Says the Gemara, okay, so now we see some machlekes. And that's why we mala today. That's why today we say that a cesarean is 8 days, can be followed Tanna Kamma. However, we're missing one case by the Tanna Kamma. So how do you have a case according to Tanna Kamma of a Yelid Bias, and it, you know, is born in a Yiddish house, according to Tanna Kamma, I don't care if she has a dinim tumah later, but the child still gemalot in one day, the first day the child is born. Why? We're go through the whole exercise. According to Rav Chama, Mishkachala, we found every single case. Yelid Bias, Nimul Aleph, where you find born in the house and Gemalot on Sunday if she wasn't a Yid at the time. And Yelid Bias, Nimul Ches, we found the case if she was a Yid at the time. Miknas Kesev, and we'll explain each one. Miknas Kesev, Nimul Aleph, even though the Rav Chama didn't spell it out, it's quite obvious, we'll soon see. If you purchase it, sometimes born on Sunday, Gemalot on the first day possible, sometimes in 8 days. Now the way Tanna Kamma made a distinction regarding mikness kesev is it depends if you bought the child inside the mother's womb, and since it's born like a yid, it's 8 days, or you bought the child already alive and it's 1 day. The Gemara will give different examples for Rav Chama, as we'll soon see. Mikness kesev nimle ches, and the Gemara like this. Yo, the barakachet bila, and now the Gemara will explain each one. Born and then she became a yid, zehu yilid. So that at the time when she gave birth, she was not a yid, no dinim of tumah, zehu yilid bayis, shenima le'echa. This is an example of a child that was born that you mala the very first day because she wasn't tummy later, no tummy later. Hitbila, if she went to the mikveh while she was pregnant, va'acha kach yolda, and then gave birth, but she conceived in the Yiddish house, zehu yilid bayis, shenima le'ches. Then since that dinim of tumah later, the child is gemalot 8 days. Miknas kesev nimalushmay. What's an example when you purchase and you mal in 8 days? You're going shalokach shivchemu better. It's the same like the Tanna Kamma. He purchased a woman that was already pregnant, and according to Rav Chama, you have to add the point vidbila. She had to go to the mikveh while she was pregnant, so she was a yid, and therefore she had a dinim of tumah later. The child gets gemalot 8 days. Va'achkach yoldem, and then give birth. Miknas kesev nimal echad. What about a case of Miknas Kesev Gemala, you only have 1 day? Now the Gemara could have said very simply, what happened? She didn't go to the mikveh. You bought a woman who was already pregnant, but she didn't go to the mikveh. The child was born before she became a yid, and therefore you mala straight away. But the Gemara gives a different example, and actually explains to say a chiddush. For example, shalokach zeh shivcha vzeh ubra. A case, you bought the shivcha, and someone else bought the ubra. Now that person who bought the ubra doesn't have the mother. So because I don't care if the mother was a yid, because there's no mother here, because you bought the ubra and now it belongs to the new master as if there's no mother here. So therefore, you don't mala 8 days, because you mala straight away. Okay, that's more gives a chiddush. El Tanna Kamma, Tanna Kamma, we're missing one case. Why? We find all cases. But the case of a yelid bias, what about the case which Tanna Kamma didn't bother mentioning? A case of a yelid bias, born in the house, Nimoel La'echod. And it says that also you can be mala the first day. If it's conceived in the house, and according to Tanna Kamma, we don't care when she became a yid, as long as conceived in a Yiddish house belonging to a Yiddish master, and she's born like an ordinary person, then the din is you mala 8 days. When do you have an example of only 1 day? Heichem mishkachla, where do you find 1 day? When you bought this shivcha, you said, I don't really want to own the shivcha for herself. I only want the shivcha so that she can produce children for me. And therefore, you don't really own the shivcha. And because you don't own the shivcha, but you own the child, as if the shivcha has no mother, and that's when you say, okay, Tanna Kamma's meida, that this child has no mother, and therefore the child is gemalot straight away. And we don't care, yet toivel, not toivel, it's irrelevant, because it's different than a normal woman. Why? Because there's no mother here. the master owns the child, because he said, I'm only buying the mother, even though I own the mother, but not because I want to own her, I'm only owning her for the what she can produce for me. Says the Gemara. There's a machlekes if you buy something only for what it produces, whether you actually own it. It's called kinyan peiros. If I buy a field for a few years, all I have is really the produce of the land. Do I own the land at the same time or not? Do we say kinyan peiros, kinyan guf, or lav kinyan guf? The question is really, what does ownership mean? Does ownership mean you own the thing itself, or ownership means I have the use of it? If you learn that ownership means the thing, I own the thing itself, or some kind of a relationship here so deep and meaningful, then kinyan peiros lav kinyan guf. If I only bought it for the produce, then I don't really own the thing. But if you learn that ownership really means I'm the exclusive owner, I have exclusive use of this item, nobody else does, then kinyan peiros is kinyan guf. So when coming to the shivcha, if you hold that kinyan peiros kinyan guf, if I say I bought the shivcha only to produce children for me, then you own the woman. So then the child has a mother like anybody else. So where? Because so therefore, why would you say that the mala the child in the first day lechayda is like according to Tanakama, who you don't care if the woman's Jewish or not? Then the child it is lechem, like any other case, and therefore the child has a mother, and therefore because you own the mother, kinyan peiros kinyan guf, the child should be mala 8 days. Says the Gemara, honich lemandama kinyan peiros lav kinyan dami. That if you only have use of it, it's not like you own it. El lemandama kinyan peiros kinyan dami, that you actually own it. Ma'ik lememir. Omer Amashashi says, "Belekeach shivcha manaha shaloyla hadbila." Yet you said clearly that you're taking that you're buying the shivcha that on the condition that she does not become a yid. In other words, I told you that even though you're not allowed to have a shivcha or an eved in your house more than 12 months if they don't become a yid, but provide if you made a condition from the beginning that this eved said, "I'm happy to be your eved on the condition you don't make me a yid." Or the shivcha, then shitaka doesn't become a yid, and you're allowed to keep her. So in that case, you know up front, in that case, it's not lachem. Remember, it has to be at least the pasuk says it has to be like lachem. And since this pasuk says b'shmeinus yamin yimel lachem kol zachar, and there's no lachem here because she'll never be a yid, therefore she's not like a yid. In this case, Tanakama says, not because she's not a yid right now, she'll never be a yid. There's never lachem here. The child's gemala straight away. And that's how you explain it. So this is explains the machlekes of Asi. It's actually machlekes Tanaim. We'll just do a few more lines. We should stop here because it starts a new Gemara, and tomorrow is a shorter daf, so we can do it properly tomorrow.